Hello, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kyle.
And this is Bonus Round, the podcast where we give you everything you love about Experience Grind in 10 minutes or less. Kyle, what are we talking about this week?
Well, today we are joined again by special guest Casey.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about our favorite snack. Now, this can be from childhood. It can be from still now. I don't think we can count pizza, but I would count day-old pizza from the refrigerator if you're having it as a slice, but not like a whole pizza, because I've done that, and I'm ashamed.
So
but no.
What the stipulation is, it can be pizza, but as long as you have a slice, so
well,
pizza.
Well, like, because you don't snack pizza. Well,
I beg to differ.
Yeah, you're going with cold pizza as your favorite snack?
Fucking any kind of pizza. It could be out of a garbage can, and I'll still pizza.
Man. Damn.
Especially if it's in the box, like, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it makes it, it dries out.
If you found a pizza in a garbage can, and it was a box, and you opened it, and it was just a whole pizza, would you eat it?
As long as it's been in a garbage can for even, like, a nanosecond, no.
Well, now here's my, is there stuff on top of it, or is it just on the top of the garbage can?
I would say if the box is mostly resting, but there might be, like, a handful of dirt. On like maybe like the middle or the one of the corners.
Now it would also,
no, but it's in the box. Trash. When you open it,
it is in the box.
It looks clean.
It depends on if it's like a greasy dirt or a wet dirt that is soaked through.
You guys are talking about eating garbage now.
We are talking about eating garbage, and I don't think either of us would count garbage pizza as our favorite snack. So let's diverge.
Is my favorite snack.
Garbage. like your George Costanza eating the garbage donut.
To be fair, everything we eat is garbage.
Oh no. We went topical.
Oh no. So, what? Serious answer, Ryan. Favorite snack?
Oh, God damn it. Why did you put on me first? I did not think this through.
Well, that's why it's
and
bonus
round. And I was
going
to hear yours like I did with all right, the dog
so Ryan,
answer.
All right. We'll give you a pause and we'll have Casey go first. Guest first.
All right. Since you mentioned childhood when you brought that up at the beginning, I'm going to have to say Dunkaroos.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very nice.
What are Dunkaroos?
I know it's
they're like Teddy Grahams.
Teddy Grahams in cream filling. Like basically,
it's like cake icing.
Yeah. Oh, you could go buy a box of Teddy Grahams and a box of like whatever your favorite icing is and just have yourself a ball and eat like 10,000
But they came, they
calories.
Were, they came in like the same packaging as like those like pretzel sticks and cheese dip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Instead it was like kangaroo. Graham cracker bites.
In your lunchbox.
They sounded familiar, but like I couldn't remember.
Dunkaroos. That's a good call, man. That's a very nice one.
Damn, your original answer was going to be much more controversial.
I think if we're going, like, I eat this still today, and I loved it as a kid. I'm going to say, like, tortilla chips with melted cheese, like, from the microwave. No. Like, you put shredded cheese on it.
I still do that, man, because
I still do, too. Yeah, I love that to this day. But as a kid, I would probably pair it with an Ecto cooler and just live life to the fullest.
Well, sure.
Playing Final Fantasy VII, eating nacho chips.
I mean, I approve of the Ecto cooler. The nacho chips, it's a good snack. It's a good snack, but
it's like
a lot of work, too.
Maybe.
I mean, never going to get up and make some melted cheese nachos. I'm just going to open a bag of something.
Yeah, but imagine if you open a bag of, like, say Doritos. You can still put cheese on those and act like they're nachos.
That's
good.
That's too much cheese.
No.
You won't poop.
No.
Well, who eats nacho cheese Doritos? I don't know anybody.
Wait, regular Doritos?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch are fine, and then you have, like, that burpy aftertaste for, like, a minute to...
You've got regular nacho Doritos at the far end, and then Cool Ranch, and then all the nicer flavors.
Are the best, is what you said?
Yeah, I think nacho cheese is the worst.
I've never had, like, any of the flavored...
Like, taco? Doritos. You never had taco Doritos?
No, because that doesn't sound appealing to me.
Oh, they're really good.
Original Dorito taste, man.
I don't like them, but that's me. But, you know, this is not my favorite snack. It's our favorite snack. All right, so... You've padded enough, Ryan.
I did.
You got to give us an answer here.
I still feel like I need to pad some more because there's so many choices.
I would tell you, like, I was surprised, like, Casey went with that and not Swedish fish.
Or
I'm,
cheese and crackers.
I was going to bring it back. I was going to say, if we're just talking like snack that you can have all the time, it's got to be cheese and crackers, man, because if I have cheese and if I have crackers,
so
I'm going to eat that up.
What kind of cheese? Like cheddar specifically?
Usually,
are you a Colby Jack guy?
Usually extra sharp cheddar.
Extra sharp cheddar. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Are you a cheese ball guy around like Thanksgiving? Does anybody in your family make cheese balls?
No, they honestly don't, but if they did, I'm not sure if I'd do that.
Yeah? My mom always makes a cheese ball at Thanksgiving, but she has to make a separate one for me because I don't like olives. And it's usually smaller.
Yeah, that's fair.
Man, fuck olives,
olives
though.
Olives are the worst.
They are the absolute worst food. The only thing worse than a green olive is a fucking black olive, and that's because they taste terrible.
Those smelled so bad when I had to put them on pizza.
Oh, you poor bastard. Poor bastard. Ryan, we got to hear something, buddy.
I mean, I think I'm going to have to go with pizza, but
fair
if,
enough,
that's,
man.
If that's a cop-out answer.
No, I don't think it is.
That's what I would prefer.
Like, if you're if you have cold pizza in the fridge and you are sitting around the house
absolutely.
Playing a game.
Absolutely,
that's fine.
But
yeah.
I will give another answer make up for if that is a little too vague or what easy. Cinnamon Toast Crunch without milk.
No, that's
fair
the,
enough.
That is the shit.
Right?
Fair enough,
like,
yeah.
That's the best. I love that.
Okay. I dig that.
You just eat that as a chip. Don't add milk.
Yeah.
It ruins it. Yeah.
You stick your hand down in the mouth, and then you have that sugar on your fingers afterwards.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And you're like...
Speaking of, so, do you guys like Cheetos at all?
No, I'm not a Cheetos fan.
I go through phases. Like, I'll like them for, like, a month and then hate them for 2 years. But
I like
it's always, always, always the puffy ones. I hate the crunchy ones.
Really? I like those. I like the jalapeno style. They remind me of, like, caveman clubs.
Almost. Yeah, yeah.
Some of them do. Well, so I always pretend, like, I'll grab it and be like, caveman.
Did you ever put them in your action figures' hands?
Maybe. Occasionally.
Did you do it?
I might have.
Yeah, it might have happened.
No.
But no, here's a nice tip that I do.
Then you got cheese figures.
What? But
well,
that's.
You just that.
So
you
the biggest problem with Cheetos is that you get cheese fingers, right? It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
A nice trick to that, eat Cheetos with chopsticks.
Oh, I was going to say with a glove.
Nah, and why put a glove? You got chopsticks.
Why just not?
Why do you not have just surgical gloves lying around, Kyle?
Because I'm not a serial killer like you, Ryan.
Don't make fun of my lampshades.
Don't make
they're
fun of my
skin.
Hobbies,
they
you
look
dick.
Like it, but they're not.
So, I don't, like, I'm not a sweets guy. If I'm going snack, I'm going salty for sure. Like, I'm a big fan of popcorn, too.
Popcorn's always good.
I always like popcorn.
In all of its iterations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Caramel corn.
Caramel corn's as sweet as I go. But yeah, I'm not a sweets guy. Are you guys sweets?
Well, yeah, if we're going back on candy, I would have to say Swedish Fish.
I know. Just... You're the only person I know that likes Swedish Fish.
I know so many people that like Swedish Fish.
I don't know anybody but you.
You go on the Swedish Fish forums. And
I'm actually...
He's the webmaster.
I am the moderator for Our Swedish Fish. I'm not really. Shout out to the moderator of Our Swedish Fish.
I'm sure there has to be, of course.
Space Dick.
Are you a sweets guy, Ryan?
I can be. Yeah. I can be sweet or salty. Like, either one's fine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spicy and sweet. No, I don't get, like, candies.
First I'm sweet, then I'm really salty.
Oh. So Sour Patch Kids.
They're okay. Man, I still don't eat them very much. Like, even M&M's, I don't like M&M's.
What?
Yeah. I like peanut M&M's.
I'll eat some peanut.
But that's because they've got salty.
What about the pretzel M&M's?
They're weird. I don't like
them.
They're
weird, but they are salty.
I like peanut butter M&M's.
But yeah, at that point, just go with the Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody says that, by the way. Reese's
it's Reese's
Pieces.
Reese's
Pieces.
It's more fun to say that anyway, though.
It really,
Reese's Pieces.
Like, yeah, it makes it sound fantastical instead of just like Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Remember Reese's Puff cereal?
Yeah, I never had it.
That
was not allowed in our house. Because I was like, all unhealthy cereals. But
call back to
Reese's
the cartoon episode. I remember Saturday mornings they would have cartoons and then they would play the Reese's Puffs commercial with the kid rapping. And do you guys remember this commercial?
No,
either of you?
So,
yeah, man. It was not good. But it was something. So
okay.
I don't know.
Like this podcast has been
this
not good.
Yeah, I mean
something. It's something.
I got nothing else. I say nachos.
I say cheese and crackers.
He's gone back to cheese and crackers.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No milk. All right. So that's ours. If you have a better snack that you think trumps those, send it to us, and we'll try it and throw up on the air after eating it because those are garbage snacks. What you all like. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Insult the audience.
Do not buy the Swedish Fish Oreos.
Oh, yeah. You did try those.
They were all right, but they made my tummy hurt after like 3 of them because it left both the taste of Oreo and Swedish Fish in your mouth. But when you were eating them, they just tasted like Oreos.
All right. So that's what we're going to end on. Don't eat Swedish Fish Oreos. Thank you, guys. I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Casey.
Bye, guys.